At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is your boy DJ Barbecue of the Kodai Radio Network, host of the Uncut Live Podcast, and this is the show to where you let this big fat Joe give you some kind of news. And I don't know what I'm talking about because I'm really excited. And I might stutter, and I might skip a lot of words, and I might not be able to pronunciate a lot of words, but it's because I'm excited. For 3 months almost now, I've had a back problem, and my back really got bad in July, and then it was really bad toward the mid of August, and then through September, and now through October. It's got pretty much about 4 months, I think, we've been not doing anything. I've been trying to do stuff. Things didn't work out what I thought was going to work out. But a lot of things have been going on in professional wrestling, been going on in sports in general. I would just like to formally announce that I might be changing baseball teams because apparently my Minnesota Twins can't win a game if their life depended on it. And, you know, obviously they're sitting at home. So if you're a Minnesota Twin fan and a pro wrestling fan and you do listen to this, I don't like to say this, but get your asses in gear for some freaking God reason. I mean, come on, you should be able to win some games. I mean, I know you won the games, but man, terrible. Ugh. It's hard to be a Minnesota fan. Speaking of Minnesota fans, Minnesota Vikings seem to be doing okay, but still, that's another pain in the ass. Also, the Minnesota basketball team seems to be female basketball team seems to be doing better than the actual male team. Maybe they should get some notes and some strategy from the head coach there, because obviously they know how to win. I'm not a Timberwolves fan. Just want to say, I know that sounds bad. No offense to anybody that's a Timberwolves fan, but I mean, you know what I'm talking about when it comes to losing. Anyway, pro wrestling. We've had a lot of big surprises, a lot of debuts, and a lot of things going on, and I'm glad to be back. Pro wrestling in general, we had Adam Cole, baby, show up at AEW, and I know this is a lot of stuff that's already been passed, and I'm going to kind of get through it as quick as possible. If you don't like that, then you can kiss my ass. I rhyme every time. Anyway, so Adam Cole showed up, and a couple of other individuals showed up, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Let's move forward. So right now, we're talking about this little Friday war, I guess, so-called, with the dirt sheets, and I'd like to call Smarks, you know, kind of think that there's this war, which there probably is some competitive things, especially with what happened this last Friday. They had WWE was going to be on FS1 because of a sports-related incident, because it's the Major League Baseball playoffs. AEW had to move from Wednesdays because they have to go to Saturdays because hockey is on TNT right now, which is kind of weird to see hockey on TNT. But I think that had to do with what the NBC Sports Network, Sports One or whatever, you know, closing, going down and doing all that. You can see that there's a lot of information going around on Twitter, Facebook, just social media in general about a new report that came out from David Bixpen. We'll talk a little bit about that. But yeah, this war, I mean, if you really look at it, and I know a lot of people are getting tired of it, I'm loving it. I'm a professional wrestling fan. I get accused of being some type of AEW fanboy when you sit there and try to talk logic to these WWE fans. Well, they're so-called WWE fans. I think they're more or less just ones that think that WWE is the be-all, the end-all. I mean, yeah, it's a top-tier company, but that's not what it should be. I mean, it shows in the last, 10 years that it's just, going downhill. Now, I'm never going to give credit to WWE on a Fox or a USA Network to where they're only getting 1 million views. That is dog crap, like, viewership. When WWE, even after WCW was gone, they still were getting over 2 million views, if I remember right. I mean, everybody can say, well, the Nielsen ratings this because they do that. You hear all these dumb, stupid rumors. Go do some more research. The point is, the viewership is not there. Like my good friend Cole said over and over again before we cut down on the Pro Wrestling Uncut and just, they went their separate ways and that. Pro wrestling is dying. Sports entertainment in general is dying because nobody has the attention span for that sports entertainment anymore. And the company has recycled, and I know professional wrestling recycles a lot of storylines, but WWE is recycling their content of when they have their wrestlers on SmackDown. They did that with Dolph Ziggler and The Miz, which, by the way, Miz is doing pretty good on Dancing with the Stars, I got to say. He's been showing a lot of behind the scenes on TikTok on his account. Doing really well, man. I got to give him props. I mean, especially when he came from, the real world, MTV, and everybody thought he was a joke and that he wasn't going to make it. And, he's doing good. He's one of the, top heels. Everybody debates that. But, I mean, heck, he's consistent. He's been there quite a bit. But my point is that they're talking about these ratings and stuff. And, you can go off and everybody has, the pro wrestling is subjective. Everybody has their own opinion. Now, I've always said this. You cannot take a cable network station and compare it to a national network station. What I'm saying is when I say a national network station, like what Fox is on, Fox, yes, that station is also on cable TV, but that channel, Fox, that it's on, is on over-the-air free TV. And I don't know if a lot of you viewers understand what rabbit ears are, but what rabbit ears are is basically antennas. And you hook those antennas up on the coax cable to the back of the TV, your smart TV. You can do that with every smart TV, and then you search it, and all these channels will come up depending on what your area, what the signal capabilities, but you'll have these channels, and Fox is one of those national network free over-the-air channels that every station affiliate offers. Now, you should be guaranteed to get way over 2,000. They did get a ratings grab when they always put this Lesnar in and all that. And I know I've had a lot of arguments about Brock Lesnar not being booked right, and everybody's like, oh, of course he's being booked right. Well, yeah, he's already a dominant person, but these squash matches, I'm not going to get into that. I'm going to go back to the main point. The main point is Fox is a national network. It's not a glorified only cable network like FS1 is, like TNT, like USA is. USA is not offered on a national network free air TV. You can't just plug an antenna in, click, search the skies, and get that. You actually have to buy cable TV for it. Now, that being said, the one good comparison on a competition part was the 1.5 hour that they had that WWE wanted to sit there and try to push for an extra 1/2 hour of no commercials, and they paid for it to have no commercials to go against Rampage first 1/2 hour. Now, yes, they also brought up the situation on the YouTube video. You had people comparing a 35 minute, because they had the extra little extension after that. 30 minute. Did they do the buy-in for an hour? Yeah, they did do the buy-in for an hour. I misspoken. I'm sorry. I misspoken and I apologize. But they had an hour long buy-in you know, free pay-per-view kind of thing. They always call it the buy-in because their thing is like gambling and stuff. Buy-in with, you know, Bryan Danielson. God, I screwed that up. See, people make screw-ups. And I apologize. I'm probably going to make a lot of screw-ups. And I apologize for him. And I wholeheartedly mean that. But you had Danielson versus Suzuki. And people were trying to compare that hour video, that YouTube video, to a five-minute snippet video of Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns, you know, back, you know, doing a contract signing, going back and forth, bickering. Of course a five-minute video is going to get more views because it's quicker to get through. More people are going to want to watch a five-minute video on something than an hour to get to an actual main event match. Okay, so you can't compare those. That's like comparing apples to oranges. That's an old saying. Now, the one thing that you can definitely compare and see who's better is you can sit there and compare. I'm going to have to go back out of here, this website that I had with Patterson. I'm going to try to find that. Tony Khan put that out. And I know a lot of people are getting pissed off at Tony Khan, but you know what? Eric Bischoff did it, and I understand. I listened to the whole segment of Eric Bischoff getting on Tony Khan and AEW and said how he's, you know, disappointed and, you know, they should shut up and all that. It's like, okay, seriously, Eric, you're the one that invented this stuff. You're the one that did this. And yes, you were actually competing with them, but they had an actual moment of competition to have and see who won the half hour. That says a lot of things because whether people like it or not, they talk about the ratings, the demos. You can have all the viewership in the world, but advertisers that have products are going to look at the demo because that's where their products either go to an 18 to 34 age that they're trying to sell, or they're going from a 34 to 40 age or 50 and above. If they have a product that's going to want to be sitting there being sold to people from the ages of 18 to 35, those people are going to see who gets the most views of the demo part of it. They're going to pay for that money. They do that in the Super Bowl. That's where it determines on those commercials are getting placed in the Super Bowl and when those are actually individuals are watching, those customers in that age range are watching. So FS1 has Fox, which is not available on over-the-air TV, unless they also did one thing, and I thought it was a smart thing to do, because over in New York, the New York area, they did put it on UPN or MyUTV or whatever it was that they have out there, because of that got, you know, split up, affiliated, and combined to CW and all that. So they did, and they were able to watch, but that's very little, not going to be anywhere near to what they should be if it was over-the-air TV. So when they found that, and I'm trying to look for this, that Tony Khan put out, because he had a great point with this. He had the numbers, he had the figures that came out, and none of that stuff, when people were starting to post things on Friday night and Saturday and Sunday, that stuff doesn't come fully out, and it's not fully official and fully correct until Monday morning, or some cases, Monday afternoon. Now, I need to get that post, a lot of posts that I've been doing on our TikTok and excuse me, I gotta take a drink, on our Twitter account. So if you can go to our link, that which will be in the bio, and you'll find all of our social media accounts, please go in there and follow us, like, subscribe. That'll be great. That'll be awesome. Okay, so we obtained the new key ratings details on Friday with a 30-minute head-to-head. Okay, so head-to-head for 30 minutes, and most converted like 18 to 49 demo. There was 328,000 to 285,000 Rampage led with Punk's match, SmackDown featuring Becky Lynch and Sasha and Lesnar. The Bunny and Punk's matches outbeat the bickering contract match or contract signing for the 30 minutes. Now, I'm trying to find Tony Khan where he put the actual figures on there. And these are all legitimate. They're, people can bitch and moan and be like, I don't know. I think really, the so-called pro wrestling fans, which I like to talk and say that they're more like smarks, and people get mad at me for saying that, but I don't really give a crap. But the point of the matter is that I think I think it's the trendy thing to do is just to get on Tony Khan, which none of these individuals that are getting on Tony Khan, they're either one, they're trying to sit there and get clout off of social media and think that they're getting street cred by giving every type of negative possibility to AEW, because that I think that's the cool thing to do is just talk complete trash about AEW, which I like both. I love both shows. I love all professional wrestling. I'll watch MLW, New Japan, NWA. I mean, WOW. I'll even come up and watch WOW, and I got to talk about that one too. You know, Brian Alvarez ends up putting out 2 days ago, which was Monday, put out the SmackDown viewership, and it was 866. That's a 0.24 on SmackDown, which is terrible. Terrible on a cable TV, but not a lot of people have that on cable TV. From what I heard, what I noticed, even when, you know, the one area, regional area, put that on their little regional station, which was cool for them to be able to do, and I think that's awesome. I wish they would have done it here, but, you know, that ain't going to work. And the AEW got 578,000 with the 0.24, so they tied in the demo. That's pretty damn good for AEW, which people don't get this. AEW is like, what, a 2-3-year-old company? WWE is like a 50-plus your old company. They should be doing way better than that. Even on cable TV, they should be guaranteed 2 million views. And they didn't, because they repeat the same matches over and over again. I mean, look at the Queen's Crown. It's been a joke. 3-minute matches, 2.5 minute on an average matches for the females, so they don't have even an option to try to show up and show out. You got Roman Reigns sitting there. And I'm not trying to be negative. This is just straight truth of the facts. Like, non-biased facts. Like, you have Roman Reigns coming out for, like, a longer than 4 of the matches to make his entrance. And then when he leaves. So, and I mean, his talking segments are even longer. So, I'm really disappointed in the Queen's Crown. I was really hoping that Shayna would have, you know, made it through, because she deserves it. Because she got screwed at WrestleMania a couple years ago. But, I mean, they have Doudrop, and they have Selena Vega, which I hope Selena wins. I mean, it'd be cool for Doudrop, but I wish they would just change her name to Piper, back to Viper. Drop that stupid name. They purposely have this idea, well, we're going to call you this. How about Sugar Cookie Almond Mints? It'll get over. It's such good shit. Like, it's the dumbest name ever. So, good for those ladies. I hope that is. It's new. At least it's not the same individuals. Thank God it's not Charlotte again, or any of the other, you know, 4 that we've always consistently seen. And I'm not dogging on Charlotte. I'm just saying, enough of the repeating thing. I wish they would go back to, like, what a lot of these other companies are doing. WWE would always have their main stars. And they would always have their vignettes, their promos and stuff, talking about a big major match for one of those big major pay-per-views. But they would always have them face enhancement talent. Always have them face jobbers. And I think people would be more keen to, or inclined to actually watch the show if it's not the same individual, big money individuals that are wrestling. The same thing, getting the same wins, getting over and over. I mean, they don't have to go longer on their matches. I mean, I guess the ladies, I don't know. If the guys can sit there and go longer, then the ladies can go longer. I mean, you have the capabilities, you have the stars, you have the athletes that have the capabilities of showing up and showing out on those matches with the women's division. Christ, you have basically the best women's division probably in professional wrestling. You have an individual, hopefully when she comes back, I don't know what her contract issues are or what her contract is. And how long is it up or not? Never got into it, never really cared. But, man, I'd love to see Candice LeRae get out there and be on the main roster. But I know that they'll just probably, you know, shit book her. And it'd be stupid. Because she's one hell of a... Even Io Shirai and her had better matches than most of these ladies that are on the main roster. And I shouldn't even say the main roster, because NXT for there for a while was kicking the crap out of Raw and SmackDown's roster, both the male and female. And the tag team department was kicking the crap out of them. Don't even get me started about the tag team division anymore in WWE. Oh, excuse me. I got to get another drink. Anyway, let's go back to the thing. I'm trying to find that 30-minute. Last fight at Rampage, June 578. Total views above 502 prior week. SmackDown drew 866,000 on FS1. AEW and WWE tied in the 18 demo. 18 to 34 male demo was 2.0. AEW beat WWE in the 18-49 male demo. 34 to 32, which is pretty good. I mean, you got to understand, like, if you have, let's say, Tom Brady's Patriots were winning consistently, Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl. Let's say, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs ends up beating them because they've been a crappy team for years and years and years and beat them. It'd be more impressive that the Kansas City Chiefs beat the dominant Patriots than the Patriots beating the Kansas City Chiefs, right? So that's what we always look at in sports, right? So if we have, let's say, Alabama getting beat like they did, that's a huge upset. We always look at it that way. But when it comes to this, you have these so-called smart fans on each side going, oh, you know, oh, this is better. No, that's better. Oh, it's weak. you think it? No. The fact that AEW is only a three-year-old show, and that TV show, Rampage, is not that old. And they were live. And I don't like the recorded TV shows don't ever really, really, really do good in pro wrestling, it seems like, anymore. Because, you know, half the freaking spoilers are already be out on TV, so nobody really chooses to go watch them. But, or half of them already put the spoilers on because they were sitting in the arena prior before when it was recorded. But let's get realistic here. The fact that there's a, what, couple months old TV show and a company of that TV show is only 3 years old and ends up beating them in a couple of the demos already. That's kind of feelers to see, like, hey, maybe they could, you know, try to sit there and maybe, you know, hopefully they step it up and realize that you have to do that. Both ratings viewership, having SmackDown drawing only 866,000 is dog crap. NXT isn't growing that much, and they should have stayed on the network. And I'll still say that to this day because they screwed it over, because now it's just like the main roster. With, I mean, the fresh new faces are great, but some of these storylines, my God. But, you know, it's going to take a little bit. It's going to take a while to get used to on NXT. I'll give them that. It's a rebrand. It's a reshoot. Rebuild. But you have SmackDown that's been on TV for how long? And they only drew that. And that's the booker, the people that book. I'll say that till I'm dead in the face. You can't blame anything on the wrestlers when they're told what to say and how to do it and what to do in the ring. I mean, you said individuals that, you know, jumped through ropes, that barely could jump through ropes, got caught and about broke their neck, smashed their faces. I wish they would stop those suicidas. They're terrible. Even the bigger guys shouldn't even be doing the suicida. But like I said, reality is that you have a three-year-old, a couple-month-old show, three-year-old company of that show, outdoing SmackDown in a demo. And they do rely on the demo, people. You can sit there and talk crap and say, oh, no, they don't worry about the demo. They do. Advertisers worry about the demo. That's where they place their advertising because they know that that's where the key individuals, their key customer demographic, are going to be watching at that time. So they'll throw that in there. So they know that the people will go and buy those. That's how things work, people. It's not that difficult to understand. The only reason why you don't want to believe it or understand it and you keep denying it is because you're just wanting to be ignorant about the fact and you don't want to realize that that's the honest truth. And vice versa, when it comes to the other way, the other fan base, the fan smarts also. If SmackDown ended up beating you, don't be trying to give some type of example that AEW did this when it wasn't even true. So I want to clarify that too. I'm not on one side. I'm on the reality side. So anyway, when it comes to that, I don't know where the actual numbers is. I can't find it. I'm on another phone scrolling through. I'm not on my main one. That's charging and I don't want to use it. Otherwise, somebody's probably going to call in and that's going to suck. But anyway, so that being said, they found out that they actually did better on that half hour than what SmackDown did. And they had some key players in Lesnar. I would have expected Lesnar to have, you know, higher up, but they really haven't been doing anything, and I don't think people really want to watch him because they really don't care about Crown Jewel. People have their reasons, and rightfully so. I'm not going to argue with that. Anyway, let's go to WOW. Women of Wrestling is going to debut again in 2022. Now, there's a certain individual out there that won't be named. I think that she's a great athlete. I think she is. But personally, she's had some personal things that she makes herself look like a trash human. And I ain't going to sugarcoat it. She's acting like a trash human. She said some trash human things. On the other hand is, so when they did debut, they showed that AJ Lee Mendez is going to be an executive producer. Hopefully, maybe she'll wrestle. I don't know. She had a spinal injury. That's why she retired. Didn't really make that public after she retired from WWE until later on. But, I mean, bestseller and all this, mental health. So people are attacking her because why would you do this? Because so-and-so is on that team. That so-and-so has been on that roster way before all this stuff came out. Doing some research on more on it. Yeah, it was a trash human thing to say. Should never be said. I've had to go through that. So nobody can sit there and go and at me and DM me and try to say, well, you're trying to cover for her and stand up for her. No, I'm not standing up for her because I had my son called the same thing but had chicken nugget at the end of it. I've been called a lot of things, racial things, because I'm of mixed race. I'm a biracial individual. I'm Irish, Dutch, and Mexican. I basically look more Mexican than I do any white of my ancestors. My son identifies as a black person because he is a mixed kid. He has traits. He looks more like a son of African-American race. And he's proud of that. And I'm proud of him for standing up for that. So, yes, I do know how derogatory those words are that she said and that it's bullshit that she said it. But at the same time, I'm not going to say her name on here because I don't want to give her any attention more than I'm already really technically giving her right now. But my point is, quit tagging her. Quit going into her comments. Quit sitting there typing stuff, stupid freaking comments, because all you're doing is engaging in that social media and you're giving her attention that way. Who cares if you don't like her? Then don't engage with her and don't comment and share and tweet and give her nasty names, because all you're doing is engaging in her social media content. And if she does have anything like a lot of these other big influencers have, you're paying her bills. That's how social media works. There's companies that, hey, if you get this many amount of, you know, retweets and comments or whatever, we'll give you this amount of money. Kim Kardashian gets that all the time. She gets about, what was it on TV that they did the figures? They showed the actual figures that were public knowledge. She was getting freaking thousands of dollars because they were getting thousands and hundreds of thousands of comments and retweets because that's where they know the demographic is. So quit giving these trash people attention. If you don't like the person that brought the big gold in, Ric Flair. If you don't like the lady that said some derogatory words, really derogatory words, then don't comment and engage with them because you're not doing anything. All you're doing is contradicting everything that you're trying to do. And plus, I don't care what it is. Cyberbullying is cyberbullying, and it's unacceptable. Some of you individuals try to sit there and look like angels and go off and go, hey, you know, I feel bad. Cyberbullying's bad. I feel bad for the families and all that stuff. Thoughts and prayers and all this. And then you do the same exact thing. So you counterdict. So it's a fake, like, sympathy factor. And most of you guys are just fake or outraged because you like to get on the bandwagon and you just sit there and try to get clout off of that too. Because, oh, it's the cool thing to do is to bash these individuals. I don't have time for the fake ass outrage bullshit. Anyway, I'm glad to be back. I'm happy. There should be more shows. I have still teamed up with the Alberta Wrestling Academy, Can-Am Wrestling. They got some new shows at the Back Alley Bar in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, if I remember right. I don't have my notes here. I apologize, Otto. You can, you know, send me a message telling me that I was wrong and we'll correct that. Thank you to Midwest All Pro Wrestling. They have on the 29th, they have their Halloween costume bash going on at the training facility in Harrisburg, South Dakota. Thank you to KBAC Radio. Go to kbacradio.com. It's rock radio the way rock radio should be because it's our rock. Oh, you just got a nice new Jeep, actually, by the way. I think it's really cool. Thank you to everybody. Thank you to my son who supports. Thank you to Guitar Center for helping me out trying to get this equipment back up and running, because I did have some issues with that as well. I would like to also thank the fans that are still there listening, the new ones that have listened. Please go give us a 5-star rating if you don't mind, or just, you know, rate us, review us, or whatever. Write a comment saying how great we are. Please, I work really hard on doing this. I'm just getting back from my back injury. I do apologize for being absent for so long. I'm trying to get my mental health. And though I want to also say this, if you guys are having any mental health issues, if you have, you deal with depression, you deal with heartache, you have something that's negative in your life, please remember, you're not alone. Remember, you're not alone. Please reach out. And sometimes it's better to reach out to somebody that's not family, because sometimes those individuals that aren't family will actually have an ear to listen even more and intend to understand what you're going through. I thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ Barbecue, the Kodai Radio Network. Please go to our link in the bio. Please follow, like, subscribe, share, comment. Just have a beautiful day, because you guys are beautiful people. Peace. I'm out.
What's up, pro wrestling fans? This is your boy, DJ Barbecue, with the Kodai Radio Network, with some big, big news. We are blessed and honored and very grateful to be teaming up with Workhorse Fitness. That's right, Workhorse Fitness. TJ Wilson's own. That's right, this TJ Wilson, who brings you Workhorse Fitness, which will help you get that energy, that muscle gain, and that weight loss that you've always asked for. Are you ready to add that horsepower to maximize that weight loss, to maximize that muscle gain? Then if you're ready to do that, go to workhorsefitness.com, type in K-O-T-A, that's K-O-T-A, that's Koda, for 10% off of your purchase, and start today. Workhorse Fitness has been very fortunate to have some of the world's greatest athletes to use this product and find success, like Sasha Banks, Apollo Crews, Peyton Royce, and much, much more. Go to workhorsefitness.com. Save today by typing K-O-T-A.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.